This is a year, I think, on the positive side, a couple things are going to happen is that people are going to come out of their collective coma, as I'm fond of saying it, where we've been with the transit of Uranus in the sign of Pisces. Uranus will go into the sign of Aries on March the 13th of this year, and it will be in that sign for 7 years. And I really feel that people are going to start to wake up and recognize that they have to take command over their lives, that there needs to be a relocalization of economies and families and friends and groups, that we need to band together to decide to help each other, because I am really foreseeing many, many crises come to a head this year.
Do you think people, Linda, will get to a point where they will tell government or officials somewhere that enough is enough? I'm not going to have you tell us what to do. I'm not going to be pushed around anymore. You know, I'm going to obey the law, but I'm getting fed up with you invading my privacy, overtaxing me, and everything else.
Oh, I think this is absolutely true. And I think this is going to be a big challenge because we have big government that is also controlled by big business financial institutions, which really have just about all the money that is available to have in this world. So you have the big clusters, the Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, these entities which are really behind the subprime lending and the derivatives market, which, by the way, is now up over $250 billion globally. Oh. And these guys are in a casino gambling relationship with all of these dollars. And we are going to recognize this year there are several eclipses and lunations that suggest a real paralysis in Washington now. Congress has been Republicanized, and we have, in a sense, Democrats that are controlled by Wall Street and the Republicans that are controlled by giant monopolies. So I think people are going to recognize that we have to return to an individualism that has been lost in this country up to now. And that's the upside. The downside is, George, is there could be many people that become very violent. There could be an upswing in crime, in terrorism and violence. Unfortunately, this nation is armed to the hilt. The gun industries, they can't even keep guns in the stores. People are scared, and they're arming themselves. And I'm not personally an anti-gun person, but I think that putting that together with a lot of tremendous discontent and resentment that we're going to, and I don't blame people for feeling they have to protect themselves.
I'm on that end of the spectrum where I think people should protect themselves.
Yes, and I really believe that, and I think that we're seeing that the government is tapping into everything since the advent of the Patriot Act, which, of course, was created under Bush and which Obama has absolutely done nothing about. It's still there. You know, you change presidents and you still have a state that is developing incredible powers over the people. The government buy-in for the people hasn't been around for a while. It's been a long time.
When you wrote your book, What Next? The Survival Guide to the 21st Century, 3.5 years ago, you made some predictions in that book, and they've come to pass. Let's go over some of them. What were some of your big ones back then?
Well, of course, I predicted the collapse in the housing market. I predict the great, greater depression that would begin in 2008 with a stock market crash and then an escalation into recession. And then we would by 2010, we would be talking about depression. I predicted that there would be massive, severe climate changes, floods, droughts, severe weather all over the world. And look what has happened this year with this. We've had floods of biblical proportion all over the world and other places, droughts and fires. You in Los Angeles got recently.
Oh, I know. Los Angeles
kind
had a rough time.
I was biblical flood.
Oh, well, I escaped it. I've been in St. Louis for the holidays, but I'm going back to L.A. next week. Hopefully the weather's better. I mean,
yeah, now St. Louis, they're kind of prepared for flooding there on the Mississippi River.
Oh, yeah. We've had it before. 93 was a disaster. But how come with either astrology or predictions of the future, it's really never fun stuff or enlightening things? It's always tragic. Not that I'm saying you're a tragic person or you're a doom and gloomer, but how come they don't say, nothing's going to happen and everything's great?
Because that's not what is the truth. We really, what we do as astrologers is we look into preceding historic eras to see when the planets were positioned in certain positions back then, what occurred. And the astrology community has known for some time that this would be a period of enormous challenge. But I personally feel that some of the greatest breakthroughs have been made in times of enormous challenge, that when things are easy and you float along, people tend to go to sleep. And that maybe there is some kind of wisdom behind all this, that and I think that the choice will be ours as to whether to transform ourselves and our civilization during this era, to live cooperatively with each other and in concert with the earth, which are my two mottos. I think in order to accomplish that, we're going to need a relocalization. People are going to have to concentrate on their families, their communities, growing their food organically and locally, and also conserving water. I think one of the next great crises that we face over the next 10 years will be a global shortage of water. You have flooding, but the flood runs off. It's not necessarily retained. It doesn't help the situation. And as the oceans are rising, we'll have a lot of salt water, but we will have scarcities as Uranus is going into Aries, which is a fire sign. We're going to have a lot of droughts and fires and difficulties with water. We haven't managed our water well. A lot of the problems throughout the world is poor management of water. And we're going to have to learn about the recycling of water, and water purification is going to be a good area to invest in over this period of time.